You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily and I were having a little discussion off the air yesterday, and Jeremy was, you were kind of...
I was out of the room.
You were kind of quiet when you did come into the room. We were talking about marriage, divorce, living together, and in preparation for this, I actually looked it up because I had heard that the divorce rate was going down. That percentage-wise, it's going down.
It's because nobody's getting married, though, right?
No, it's a percentage, though.
Of married okay. people.
Right, so not as many people are getting married. That is true.
Right.
But of those who are, for the last three decades, the divorce rate has been coming down.
It is a lot of work.
Well,
it's a lot of hassle.
So now they're saying, because you know, everybody's heard the whole, half of marriages end in divorce, half of marriages end in divorce. And for the most part, that's always been a little bit of a myth. It's never been really that high.
Yeah, some people that I know have 100% of marriages end in divorce.
Right. And they say now, if you've gotten married since 2000, that's you, Jeremiah.
That's me.
If you've gotten married since the year 2000,
I'm in.
That rate is about a 75% success rate.
Nice.
So three out of every four couples who have been married in the last 15 years.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens, I foresee a very long future.
Like
with
what?
Knick-knack.
Crazy like what?
I don't know.
Like crazy like what?
Crazy like Fabio.
Come on. Yeah.
I don't know. Some sort of...
Like if somebody comes into
of
your
an
life.
Coworker. Yeah.
If you start fooling around with somebody?
I would never. But if she did that, like with some sort
Why
of
would
trainer
you never,
from
but
the
she
gym
could.
Or something. Or I have very strong morals, Tom. Never do so.
You forget who you're talking to over here.
He's a vision of marriage perfection. He's a partner.
Well, but don't drag me into this.
Hey, I didn't want you to feel left out. Besides, you're the only one on this show who's married. Emily and I are both single.
Don't remind me.
AF.
Married AF.
Single AF.
So Emily, though, was talking about friends of hers who are either getting married or not. Some of them are not sure.
Yeah,
even the engaged ones. Here's the funny thing. Even some of her friends who are engaged are not sure they're getting married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard the stories in here.
No, I'm pretty
it's a mess.
Pretty sure that's crossed the line to not. But that's not what we're talking about here this morning. Who we are talking about is this group of friends I was out with last weekend. And I know that it gets kind of a bad term, but technically I'm a millennial. And these people are millennials as well, a few years younger than me. And I was learning a lot of terms. We were just talking about love and life and who you're pining over. And then a few of them said, hey, look, you know, I want to have babies and I want to be with somebody, but I am never getting married. And then a few of them chirped up and said, yep, me too. I'll, you know, be with someone, you know, commit, just never getting married. And a lot of some excuses that were thrown out were, well, you know, look at how much it fails. I don't know anybody that can be faithful, that can commit for that long. Something always happens, divorce, breakups, all my friends, my parents, my family, whatever it is. So a lot of breakup around them. So I'm wondering, though, a couple things. If being married almost keeps you married, you know, like let's say that a situation happens to a couple who's just committed and have been together forever, or versus a couple like Jeremy and Nicole, would that situation potentially be okay for the married couple just because they're married and they've taken vows and they're like, no, we're going to see through this because I dedicated myself and I said till death do us part? And does it give the non-married couple an excuse to just be like, eh, this is tough?
Peace what you're saying is there's too easy of an out for people who don't have a ring on it.
Right. So
it's too easy just to say, well, we're not married, so this little argument could mean we go our separate ways.
So mic drop, deuces on the relationship. So I'm wondering if this, like, as a millennial, as being, you know, my 30s, never married, like, you know, trying to find some idiot to be with me, like, is this something that I have to prepare myself for, that people just aren't going to get married anymore because there have been so many breakups around us? Do we have to get used to this? Is this a thing?
I'm processing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Now, what's the mind bender?
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is. My sister is actually in the same boat as you. She's a little younger, 32, also a millennial. Side note, loves the show and the music we play. But she is having the hardest time finding someone to stay faithful and, you know, and have kids. She really wants to have kids, but everybody she's finding, they don't want to commit. And I think it's the millennial attitude of, They'd rather have experiences and kind of be free-floating and hang with friends versus be tied down.
See, that's what...
They don't really future think a lot, this group is what I'm finding.
Yeah, this group of friends that I was with, they love the different flavor. They're tasting the rainbow.
Right.
The flavors of the rainbow.
And I think technology is a big factor in all this, where it's too easy to...
Swipe,
or not.
Oh my God, that's so true.
You don't go on dates to learn about people and find out who they are. You go onto their Facebook page, and there's too much Googling of people before you go out to see if you even want to, oh, I don't like his tattoo, you know, like my sister. I mean, I'm trying to set her up with the guy next door. Great guy, but she doesn't like his tattoo because she saw it on Facebook. I'm like, give him a chance at least.
Back in the day, all right, so if you go back, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 years, 50 years even, a lot of marriages were women, quote, being taken care of.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not saying anything mean here.
No, you're right.
That was the thing. They got married. Like my mom. She was a stay-at-home mom once, you know, she met my dad.
Betty Draper.
Great example,
absolutely,
right?
Freaking lootly.
But you get into the 80s, the 90s, the 21st century, women are way more... taking care of themselves, and they are in more of a choice position than they used to be. They used to have to be looked after. And now women are like, screw that, and they are making the decisions. And I think that might contribute to the lower marriage rate because women suddenly don't have to have anybody take care of them. They can damn well take care of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe we've raised the bar a little bit, and you guys.
Well, absolutely.
You know,
so that's why I'm saying.
Join us up here, won't you?
That's
gentlemen?
Why I was asking before the break. I was saying, is it necessarily
still like a, rich dude,
a yeah? Is
I
it necessarily
like
a bad thing?
Stick around with me, man.
Here's Andrea on the phone. How old are you, Andrea?
I just turned 29 this summer.
All right. Are you married?
I'm engaged.
Okay.
I'm planning to get married in June.
And what do you think about all this stuff we're talking about?
I mean, I understand how it could work for some people, but it was never an option for me. I always wanted to get married, and I think the option of staying together and not, I agree with Emily that it's just too easy of an out. You have a big argument, and you can just walk away and be like, yep, that's it, we're done. You're not necessarily having to do the compromise or having to put the hard work into it when it gets rocky.
Right. Because we think that there's just so much else out there.
Exactly. And I mean, there may be, but I mean, any relationship takes a lot of hard work. I mean, my fiance and I, for example, have been together 6 years and we're finally deciding to get married. I mean, I've been trying to push it, but honestly, he probably wouldn't have been a millennial who would have been happy not ever having to get married.
Are you excited about your wedding in June? Are you truly like... okay, we've look at how far we've come, and you really want to celebrate this and commit and do this.
I truly am. I am so excited. I've been waiting for this day. I mean, heck, I would have got married 3 years ago if he would have been ready.
Well, that brings up a question that I have for you then, Andrea. If he's not excited about it, if he would have gone the rest of his life, does it send up at least a little bit of a concern with you that the only reason he's doing this is because you want it?
That's not the only reason he's doing it. I guess I may have misspoke. I mean, he is excited for it. I actually would have gone to a JP and not had to do the big dress or anything.
Good for you.
But he wants the big wedding, too. He actually told me, he's like, no, we're going to do it right. He wanted to get the ducks in a row. We've only been in Colorado a few years, so he's like, we need to get a little more stable.
Yeah.
And
he's a planner.
We'll
that's fine. That's how I was, too.
Yeah.
You just got to plan. He's a planner. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm glad you've waited. You're going to be close to 30 or about 30 when you get married. And I always tell people, don't get married until you're 30. So,
yep, exactly a month before.
Nice.
Good for you.
Well, good luck.
Congratulations, Andrea.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. Here comes Liz on line two. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. What do you want to say about this?
My partner and I have been together for 26 years, and we kind of think that paper would mess it up.
That's kind of like the Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
If it ain't broke,
that's
keep on trucking.
Yeah, that's what I call it. You Goldie Hawn. You just stay
what
together.
Makes you think a piece of paper would mess it up?
I'm sorry?
What makes you, because you said a piece of paper might mess it up. What do you think?
We've talked about it a lot. And actually, when we had to get put the other partner on health insurance, we did have to get a notarized paper from the city saying that we live together in the same household in order for us to get health care.
Right.
Without the marriage certificate or the common law certificate.
Yeah.
Right.
Did that make you a little, whoa, we've got a piece of, we do have a piece of paper.
Well, yeah.
That's just so you get a throw culture, though.
It was kind
though.
Of weird because it actually happened on New Year's Eve.
Oh. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. Good luck to you. I'm glad you're happy.
We are, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks very much.
I know it sounds silly, but do you remember Jane, who used to be on this show? I remember one of the things she said about, like, what's the difference if it is just a piece of paper? And she said, something changes.
It does.
It's something. Like,
that's
so
why
good.
You see people who live together for 10, 12 years, fine, get married, and a year later they're divorced.
Right.
That happens a lot. So I'm curious what that change is.
But it always doesn't have to be a bad change.
I didn't feel that change at all.
Not even like
no,
any
it was like
sort
the next
like
day. It was like ashes the next day.
Or anything?
No,
yeah.
Nothing like that.
Here's Courtney on the phone. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
How old are you?
35.
What do you have to say about this?
So he's not my husband, and we have been together for probably about 19 years. We're raising two kids, and we are happier than probably more married couples than I know. And the first girl who said that it's an easy out, it's definitely not an easy out. I could walk away just as easy if I was married to him rather than if I'm not.
Well, it's a little more complicated, but I think for you, 19 years together, you get the whole common law thing going on in Colorado, too. So,
yeah, well, her, too, and it's really easy in Colorado. She's been living with him for 6 years, she said, so they're common law as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not an easy out. It takes work, and it's hard, just like a marriage.
You know, some people might say it's an easy out, but I'll tell you what, emotionally, it's not any easier.
Absolutely.
A breakup is a breakup.
He is my best friend. I couldn't imagine spending my life with anybody else or raising my kids with anybody else. And marriage just was something that we never really, it's not something that we didn't want to do, but it's just not something that we ever really pushed to happen.
Courtney, did you grow up with parents that were divorced?
We both did, yes.
And how old is your man friend?
He's 35 too.
Okay.
And we were both really young. We had our son when we were both a senior in high school, and it's been hard. You know, the first years were hard, but you make it work and you grow up and it's just like a marriage. It's no different.
Honestly,
that piece of paper doesn't make it any different.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Chris, you take exception to this.
Yeah,
well,
come on, Chris.
You're over there having a conniption.
No offense to her, but how does she know it's no different if she's never been married?
It's a good point.
So that's all I'm saying.
It just doesn't protect you, like, legally. If you do separate, you can get half the retirement.
There's that. Social Security. Well, yes, there's legal
social
ramifications,
security.
Social Security, all that kind of stuff. But I think
you're protecting yourself.
Medical issues, and I think those laws are changing. I just think that people, if they haven't been married, they don't really know if their relationship would change or not.
I'm going to throw something else out there, and I know this is going to offend millennials and young people, so I know our consultant today will probably kick me in the face.
Come on, offend me.
But it's just something to consider, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm going to throw it out there and you guys think about it. Is it possible that it's no coincidence that the generation that thinks more about themselves, like the
generation me, yes.
It's a very much the me generation.
Yeah.
They're the ones who invented selfies and it's all about me and posting 27 photos. They're more inward looking than outward looking. So when you're in a marriage, it's all about taking care of and looking after that other person,
right.
Whereas there's a generation that really has been raised to only think about, again, I'm going to piss people off. I'm not trying to insult anybody. But I mean, don't you think there's a correlation between the me generation?
Right.
When marriage is about giving to a
right.
partner.
Yeah, what does this marriage bring to me?
Right.
That's exactly
instead
what a lot of people
she
think.
Or
I
true.
Want to marry this person because I need this and I want this and I want that.
If the excuses we've been raised around broken relationships and divorces, and so all I believe is that it's not going to last, so then I'm not going to do it. I mean, like, Yeah, you're just not choosing to work on yourself and saying, no, I'm going to make this work and make
it
better.
Yeah, this is, because marriage is about being a partner with another person. And it could be that some people still at age 31 aren't ready to think about another person. They're still focused on themselves. And I'm saying, if that pisses you off, maybe a week from now, you might go, you know, maybe there's something to that.
Then propose to your girlfriend.
And I just thought.
That's why I got married. I wanted the ring. I wanted the diamond. I don't, you know.
Little bling in your life.
Just a little bling.
Wait, does this mean I'm common law married to my dog? Does he get half my pension? Kramer has got it good.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.